KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Well, this year's budget will offer little to no immediate relief for taxpayers and consumers, according to one economist. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will table his budget in Parliament on Wednesday. Davi Ruart of the Efficient Group shares what he believes could be in store for South Africans.
Tax increases can be expected despite the fact that the economy is quite weak and not capable of carrying this massive state machinery anymore. But there could be some little bit of relief by way of the zero rating of certain items from VAT, certain basic items from VAT, which is not a good idea, by the way. But I expect that there could be even an increase in VAT rate itself. But the only possible relief will be by way of certain items that will be exempt from VAT.
Over the weekend, the DA stated that it would oppose any potential tax increases in the budget. The reports are after Minister Godongwana. It follows reports that Minister Godongwana may raise personal income tax, corporate and value-added tax to cover a revenue shortfall. Ibadan police are asking for help in finding the family of a woman whose body was discovered on the N2 near the Ifafa off-ramp. She had been shot. The KZN SAPS's Tendiswa Ngobo says the woman was found on Thursday.
She was wearing brownish leather pants, white t-shirt, written Paris. She is light in complexion, medium height, and has short natural hair. Any family who have been missing, a relative with similar description, or anyone who might help in identifying the person is urged to contact Captain Moodley on 082-339-7842.
The Lusikisiki mass murder trial has been pushed back to next month. It was due to start in the Eastern Cape Regional Court today, but it's now postponed so that investigations can be finalized. The delay comes after the arrest of the 8th suspect last month. The suspects, who have all abandoned bail, are accused of killing 18 people in September last year at two neighboring homesteads in Ngobozana village. NPA regional spokesperson Luxolo Gyali.
We are hoping that when the matter returns to court, the investigations will be completed and the matter can be transferred to the High Court and the trial can be able to commence.
And the UN says $6 billion is desperately needed to provide aid to Sudanese in their war-ravaged country. Since April 2023, Sudan has been locked in a brutal conflict between forces loyal to two army generals. The UN Humanitarian Agency and the Refugee Agency say the civil war has displaced 12 million people, more than a quarter of whom have fled the country. They say at the same time, nearly two-thirds of Sudan's population needs emergency aid. Famine conditions have already been reported in at least five locations, including in displacement camps in Darfur and in the western Nuba Mountains. Durban 31 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Man United in dire straits as Ruben Amorim says being United manager is hard at the moment. Andy Burkett primed for a 15th Doozy Canoe Marathon title starting this Thursday. And there have been some mixed reactions to Yannick Sinner's 3-month ban.